Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazan, world famous astrologer, and today is Tuesday, ruled by the planet Mars. It is April 22nd and Earth Day. Time to get out and plant some trees with your local community or friends, or just go to the park and put your feet in the grass. It's time to remember, what grounds us. We need that with the moon in Aquarius, because the moon in Aquarius is anything but grounded. But let's start by saying that the moon in Aquarius is in her last quarter. She's friendly. She likes to dole out advice. But typically the moon in Aquarius, while doling out advice, doesn't necessarily like to get her hands dirty. So she may be more the person bringing the trees or directing where they should be planted or directing traffic, let's say, than actually digging the hole and putting the tree in the ground. I think that's funny. Today starts with a beautiful aspect between the moon and Jupiter. One of the aspects that I just kind of love, because it is sort of an element of uncanny good fortune when you're not expecting it. And all we have to do really is just try a little bit. We're coming out of this phase when Mars was in the sign of Cancer, and putting forth effort and energy just was a bit on the harder side, because we had to overcome our emotional angst or our feelings. It was all about how you felt during that time. And now it's more active. Mars is in the sign of Leo, and he does oppose Pluto. If you want to use that energy to really get things started or finish things up, this is an amazing week to do that. Although, if you do encounter people who aren't energetic and who don't have good intentions, this can be a totally different aspect. So you may not want to be in dark alleys. You may not want to blindly trust people. You may not want to go on that blind date with that stranger, let's say, all the way through Saturday. And there's plenty of reasons for that. Tomorrow, the sun squares Pluto. And this highlights a whole kind of time period through Saturday evening when Mars opposes Pluto. Not good, no bueno. And it's important to have your senses about you to not trust blindly. But some of you might, because Venus is also conjoining the North Node and Saturn. And so blind optimism, just wanting to finish a project at any cost, or just being excited because somebody did want to take you on a date. No, it's probably just better to be a little hesitant and ask questions and really feel comfortable about anything that you're doing through Saturday evening. Well, there you have it. I am writing my weekly horoscopes. I've uploaded the template that I'm going to be using if you want to take a look. Aries is up. And of course, the daily horoscopes are always up. Have a wonderful Earth Day.